Let's get real. Most people are too afraid to tell you to your face that they don't like you. Instead, they hide behind fake smiles, hollow compliments, and forced politeness. I've been there too, thinking someone was a friend, only to find out they were secretly hoping for my downfall. It's brutal, but here's the truth. If you don't recognize the signs, you'll end up wasting your time and energy on people who, deep down, can't stand you. So, let's cut through the BS and talk about the signs that someone dislikes you but is hiding it. You might not like what you hear, but it's better to face the truth than live in denial. 1. They're always joking about your flaws. We all know that one person who loves to joke, especially when the joke is on you. They'll pick at your quirks, your mistakes, your little imperfections, and they do it with a smile, saying, "I'm just messing with you." It seems harmless at first, but let's not kid ourselves. These jokes are often more than just playful banter. They're calculated digs, cleverly disguised as humor, meant to chip away at your self-esteem bit by bit. I remember a time when I was close to someone who seemed to always have something to say about me. How I dressed, the way I spoke, even the projects I was working on. At first, I laughed it off, thinking it was all in good fun. But as time went on, I noticed a pattern. The jokes were always aimed at my perceived weaknesses, never at my strengths. It wasn't long before I started second-guessing myself, wondering if maybe I was the problem, if maybe these flaws were as glaring as they made them out to be. Here's where the controversy kicks in. People who consistently joke about your flaws aren't doing it out of affection. They're testing the waters to see how much disrespect you'll take. It's a subtle form of manipulation, a way for them to assert dominance while keeping you in your place. They're telling you, in no uncertain terms, that you're beneath them. And the most insidious part? They get away with it, because we've been conditioned to believe that if we can't take a joke, we're the ones with the problem. But let's flip that script. I'm here to tell you that there's nothing wrong with standing up for yourself when a joke crosses the line. In fact, it's essential. You deserve to be around people who lift you up, not those who knock you down just to get a cheap laugh. True friends don't need to point out your flaws to feel better about themselves. They celebrate your strengths and help you work through your weaknesses without making you the butt of the joke. I've seen it happen time and again. People who let these kinds of jokes slide, thinking it's easier to keep the peace than to make waves. But here's the deep truth. Allowing others to disrespect you, even in jest, is a slippery slope. It starts with small comments, but over time, those jokes can wear you down, making you question your worth. And the more you allow it, the more they'll push, until you're left doubting yourself, all because you didn't want to seem too sensitive. I had to learn this the hard way. I realized that by laughing along, I was giving them permission to keep going. I was complicit in my own disrespect. It wasn't until I started pushing back, setting boundaries, that I noticed a shift, not just in how they treated me, but in how I saw myself. I stopped letting their words define me and started owning my narrative. So here's my advice. The next time someone makes a joke at your expense, don't just laugh it off. Ask yourself, is this really funny, or is there something more going on here? And if the answer is the latter, don't be afraid to call them out. It might be uncomfortable, it might even end the friendship. But your self-respect is worth far more than someone's misguided sense of humor. In the end, life's too short to surround yourself with people who can't see your value. If their idea of friendship is constantly pointing out your flaws, then it's time to find new friends. The ones who truly care about you will never need to put you down to feel good about themselves. So stand tall, speak up, and don't let anyone reduce you to a punchline. 2. They give compliments that sting like insults. We've all been there. Someone gives you a compliment, But instead of feeling good, you're left with a bitter aftertaste, like you've just been slapped with a velvet glove. It's the kind of compliment that makes you pause and think, wait, was that a compliment or an insult? And here's the harsh reality. Often, it's a bit of both. These backhanded compliments are a subtle, almost sneaky way for people to undermine you while pretending to be kind. I remember a time when I was working on a big project that I was incredibly proud of. After putting in countless hours of hard work, I finally shared it with a group of colleagues. One of them, someone I thought was a supporter, said with a smile, "Wow, this is actually pretty good for someone like you." I stood there, stunned. On the surface, it seemed like a compliment, but those last few words, "for someone like you," hit me like a ton of bricks. What did that even mean? Was I not supposed to be capable of doing good work? And that's the controversy here. These so-called compliments are laced with a hidden agenda. They're not meant to uplift you. They're designed to keep you in your place. It's a power play, a way for the person giving the compliment to assert their superiority while making you doubt your own abilities. They're saying, "I see you trying, but you'll never be as good as me." It's toxic, but it's wrapped up in such a pretty package that you almost miss the poison inside. Let's be real. People who give backhanded compliments are often insecure themselves. They see your potential, your strengths, and it scares them. So, they use these sly little digs to keep you second-guessing yourself, to make sure you don't rise too high. It's like they're patting you on the back while holding you down with the other hand. And here's where it gets even more controversial. We've all done it at some point. Maybe not intentionally, but we've all let our insecurities slip out in the form of a compliment that's meant to remind someone else of their place. But here's the deep message. You don't have to accept this disguised hostility. You have the power to reject it, to see it for what it really is, a reflection of their own insecurities, not a measure of your worth. When someone says, "You're smarter than you look," or "This is good, considering you're new at this," you don't have to swallow it whole. Call it out for what it is, even if it makes things awkward. Because if you don't, you're allowing them to dictate how you see yourself, and that's a power you should never hand over to anyone. I've learned to recognize these compliments for what they are, a mirror reflecting someone else's insecurities. And when you see it that way, it loses its sting. Instead of internalizing it, you can almost laugh it off. Because at the end of the day, their words say more about them than they ever will about you. So here's what I do now. When I receive a backhanded compliment, I don't let it slide. I'll respond with something like, "Thanks, but what do you mean by that?" It forces them to confront the insult hidden in their words. And more often than not, it puts them on the spot. They're suddenly aware that you're not playing their game, and it's amazing how quickly their tune changes. The takeaway: don't let anyone's veiled negativity define you. Whether it's a well-meaning friend, a jealous colleague, or even a family member, remember this: your worth isn't up for debate. Compliments should lift you up, not tear you down. If someone's words leave you questioning yourself, it's time to question their intentions instead. Life is too short to waste on people who can't genuinely celebrate your successes. Surround yourself with those who see your value and aren't afraid to let you know it, without any strings attached. 3. They subtly exclude you from plans. It's the little things that sting the most. Like realizing that your so-called friends accidentally forgot to invite you to that dinner, that party, or that weekend getaway. They'll swear it was an oversight, that it was a last-minute thing, or worse. They'll assume you were too busy anyway. But let's be real, these aren't accidents. This is social exclusion in its sneakiest form, and it's a clear sign that you're not as valued as you think. I've been on the receiving end of this too many times. I remember checking my phone one weekend and seeing pictures of a group of friends having a great time at an event I would have loved to attend. The kicker? Not a single person mentioned it to me beforehand. When I casually brought it up later, they were full of excuses. Oh, we thought you were busy, or it was such a last-minute plan. But deep down, I knew the truth. If they wanted me there, they would have made sure I knew about it. And here's where the controversy comes in. This kind of exclusion isn't just thoughtlessness, it's deliberate. It's a way of sending a message without saying a word. They don't want you there, but they don't have the guts to tell you to your face. Instead, they hope you'll just fade out of the group quietly, without causing a scene. It's passive-aggressive, and it's cowardly, but it's also incredibly common. People don't talk about this much because it's easier to pretend it's not happening. It's easier to swallow the excuses, to convince yourself that it really was just a mistake, rather than face the painful truth that you're being pushed out. But here's the thing. If you keep accepting those excuses, you're giving them permission to keep excluding you. You're letting them decide your place in their lives, rather than taking control of your own narrative. I had to learn this the hard way. For a while I kept quiet, letting those accidental exclusions slide, hoping that maybe next time I'd be included. But then I realized that by staying silent, I was allowing myself to be treated as an afterthought. So, I did something controversial. I started calling them out on it. I'd say, "Hey, I saw you guys went out last weekend. Why didn't anyone invite me?" It wasn't easy, and it definitely made things awkward, but it also forced them to confront their behavior. And guess what? The dynamics changed. Some people got defensive, others tried to make up for it, but the bottom line was clear. I wasn't going to let them exclude me without a fight. Here's the deep message. If people want you in their lives, they'll make the effort to include you, no matter how last minute the plan is. And if they don't, then it's time to rethink the value of those relationships. You deserve to be around people who don't make you feel like you're constantly chasing after their approval or their attention. True friends don't forget to invite you. They make sure you're there because they genuinely enjoy your company. So, if you find yourself being subtly excluded from plans, don't just brush it off. Confront it, ask the hard questions, and be prepared for the answers, even if they're not what you want to hear. Because at the end of the day, it's better to know where you truly stand than to be left wondering why you were left out again. And remember, you're not a backup option, you're a priority. Surround yourself with people who treat you like one. 4. They're busy only when it comes to you. We've all heard it before. "I'm so busy these days, sorry I can't hang out." It's the perfect excuse. After all, who isn't busy? But what happens when you start noticing a pattern? They're always available for others, posting pictures of their outings, catching up with mutual friends. But when it comes to you, suddenly they're swamped. Here's the cold, hard truth. They're not too busy. They're just too busy for you. I've been in that frustrating situation more times than I care to admit. I remember reaching out to a friend I used to be close with, trying to set up a time to catch up. Every time I suggested something, they'd have an excuse. "I'm working late. I've got a lot on my plate. Maybe next week." Meanwhile, I'd see them hanging out with other people, having a great time, somehow always finding a way to make time for everyone except me. It took me longer than I'd like to admit to see the pattern. The message they were sending was loud and clear. I wasn't a priority in their life anymore. Here's where the controversy comes in. We've been conditioned to accept busy as a valid reason to be pushed aside. But let's be honest, people make time for what and who they care about. If they're constantly busy when it comes to you, it's not about their schedule, it's about their priorities. And that's a hard pill to swallow because it forces you to confront the reality that you might not be as important to them as they are to you. The harsh reality is that busy is often a polite way of saying, I don't want to spend time with you. It's easier for them to blame it on their schedule than to admit that they're choosing not to include you in their life. It's a passive-aggressive way of keeping you at arm's length without having to deal with the confrontation that would come with telling you the truth. They want to keep you on the hook, just in case, without actually investing in the relationship. I've been on both sides of this. There were times when I was the one making excuses because I didn't know how to tell someone that I'd outgrown the friendship. But being on the receiving end taught me a valuable lesson. It's better to be honest, even if it's uncomfortable, than to string someone along with excuses. When I finally called out my friend on always being busy, the conversation was awkward, but it was necessary. It gave me the clarity I needed to move on and invest my time and energy in relationships where I was valued. And here's the deep message: your time is precious, and so is your energy. Don't waste it on people who can't be bothered to make time for you. If someone is constantly too busy for you, it's time to reassess the relationship. You deserve to be around people who are excited to see you, who make an effort to include you in their lives, not just when it's convenient for them, but because they genuinely enjoy your company. It's important to recognize that people change, and so do relationships. Sometimes we hold on to people out of habit, nostalgia, or fear of being alone, even when they've clearly moved on. But there's strength in letting go, in acknowledging that you deserve more than someone's leftover time. It's not about being needy or demanding, it's about valuing yourself enough to walk away from those who don't value you. 5. They avoid physical contact like the plague. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, physical contact, or rather, the lack of it. We're not just talking about romantic relationships here. Physical contact is a basic human interaction, a way of connecting and building trust. So what does it mean when someone goes out of their way to avoid even the most casual touch? The answer isn't pretty. They're sending a clear signal that they're uncomfortable around you, and it's time to pay attention. I once had a colleague who seemed to recoil every time I reached out for a handshake or a friendly pat on the back. At first I thought I was imagining things, but then I noticed it wasn't just me. They were warm and tactile with everyone else, but when it came to me, it was like I had the plague. It wasn't long before I realized that their avoidance of physical contact was more than just a quirk. It was a deliberate effort to keep me at a distance. Here's the controversial part. Physical contact is a natural part of human interaction, and when someone consistently avoids it, they're communicating a lack of comfort or connection. Sure, some people just aren't touchy-feely, and that's okay. But when it's selective, when they're fine hugging others but stiffen up around you, it's a red flag that something's off. They might not dislike you enough to say it outright, but their body language is doing all the talking. And let's be honest, we've all been there, on both sides of the equation. Maybe you've avoided a handshake or leaned back when someone got too close because you just weren't feeling the vibe. Or maybe you've been on the receiving end, wondering why someone always seems to flinch when you're around. It's uncomfortable, it's awkward, and it's often a sign that the relationship isn't as strong as you'd like to think. But here's the deeper truth. Physical contact is a fundamental part of human connection. It's how we show trust, warmth, and empathy. When someone avoids it with you, they're not just avoiding touch, they're avoiding closeness, intimacy, and vulnerability. They're keeping you at arm's length, literally and figuratively, and that's a clear indication that there's an underlying issue in the relationship. I've learned to pay attention to these cues, even when it's hard to admit what they mean. There was a time when I ignored the signs. Convincing myself that someone's reluctance to get close was just a personality trait. But the more I reflected on it, the more I realized that it was about me and our relationship. When I finally confronted the situation, It led to some tough conversations and, in some cases, the end of the relationship, but it also freed me from the frustration of wondering why things felt off. So, here's the deep message. Don't ignore the signs when someone avoids physical contact with you. It's more than just a preference. It's a statement about their level of comfort and connection with you. If you notice this pattern, don't be afraid to address it. It might lead to a deeper understanding, or it might reveal that the relationship isn't as solid as you thought. Either way, it's better to confront the truth than to live in denial. And remember, you deserve relationships where physical contact isn't something to be avoided, but something that happens naturally and comfortably. Whether it's a friendly hug, a handshake, or just sitting close without feeling awkward, these small gestures build trust and connection. If someone consistently avoids them, it's a sign that something's not right. Don't be afraid to ask the tough questions and, if necessary, make the tough decisions. Life's too short to be surrounded by people who keep you at a distance, literally and figuratively. 6. They disappear when you need support. Let's get real. Nothing reveals the true nature of a relationship like a crisis. When the going gets tough, you find out who your real friends are. So what does it say about someone when they vanish the moment you need them most? It's not just a sign of flakiness. It's a neon warning that they're not as invested in you as you might have thought. And let's face it, when someone pulls a disappearing act during your darkest hours, it's not just hurtful, it's a betrayal. I learned this the hard way during a particularly rough patch in my life. I was dealing with a major personal issue, something that really shook me to my core. Naturally, I turned to the people I considered close friends, expecting some level of support, even if it was just a text or a quick call. But guess what? Crickets. The people I thought would be there for me suddenly had every excuse in the book. I'm so swamped at work. Sorry, I'm just really busy right now. I'll check in with you later. Spoiler alert, they never did. Here's where it gets controversial. People love to talk about how they'll always be there for you, but when push comes to shove, many of them are only around for the good times. They'll party with you, laugh with you, and enjoy the high points of your life. But the minute things get real, they're nowhere to be found. It's easier for them to ghost you than to deal with your pain or discomfort. They don't want to be dragged into your problems because deep down, they don't care enough to be there when it counts. And let's be brutally honest, true support isn't about convenience. It's about being there when it's hard, when it's uncomfortable, and when it's the last thing you want to do. The people who disappear when you need them most aren't just being inconsiderate. They're showing you exactly where you stand in their life. They're saying, without words, your problems aren't worth my time. I remember feeling absolutely gutted when I realized that the people I'd been there for in the past, during their breakups, their family dramas, their career setbacks, couldn't be bothered to return the favor. It was a wake-up call and not a pleasant one. But it was also a lesson I needed to learn. Not everyone who smiles in your face is truly in your corner. Here's the deep message. Support is the foundation of any meaningful relationship. It's easy to be around when everything's going well, but the real test of a relationship is how people respond when things fall apart. If someone disappears the moment you need them, they're not just failing you. They're showing you that they were never really there in the first place. But don't let their absence make you bitter. Let it make you better. Use it as a filter to sift out the people who don't deserve a place in your life. The ones who stick around, who check in, who show up even when it's inconvenient. Those are the people who truly matter. And those are the relationships you should nurture and cherish. In the end, life is too short to invest in fair-weather friends. Surround yourself with people who will stand by you in the storm, not just bask in the sunshine. Because when you find those rare individuals who stick around when the chips are down, you've found something worth holding on to. And as for those who disappear, Let them go. They've already shown you their true colors. 7. They gossip about you behind your back. Gossip, it's the social poison that spreads faster than wildfire and can burn down relationships in an instant. The thing about gossip is that it's never as innocent as people make it out to be. When someone you consider a friend talks behind your back, they're not just sharing a harmless story, they're actively sabotaging your trust, your reputation, and your relationship. And let's be real, when they gossip about you, it's a clear sign that they don't respect you, no matter how friendly they act to your face. I've been the subject of gossip before, and let me tell you, it's one of the most gut-wrenching experiences. There was a time when I confided in someone I thought was a close friend about a personal issue. I needed to vent, to unload some of the weight I was carrying, and I trusted this person to keep it between us. But within days, details of that conversation started circulating, twisted and exaggerated. It was like a game of telephone, except the message wasn't just getting lost. It was being weaponized against me. The person I trusted had turned my vulnerability into entertainment for others. Here's the controversial truth. People who gossip about you aren't just venting or sharing concerns. They're playing a power game. Gossip is a way for them to elevate themselves while putting you down, all without having to confront you directly. It's cowardly, it's manipulative, and it's toxic. They're not just damaging your reputation, they're damaging the very foundation of trust that any real relationship is built on. And let's get one thing straight. People who gossip about others to you will gossip about you to others. It's a pattern, not a one-time thing. I've seen it happen too many times to count. Someone who loves to spill the tea on everyone else suddenly goes quiet when they're around you. Guess what? They're probably spilling your tea when you're not around. It's a betrayal of the worst kind, because it's done in the shadows, without giving you a chance to defend yourself or even know what's being said. Now, here's where it gets really personal. I remember confronting the friend who gossiped about me, expecting some sort of apology or at least an explanation. Instead, they acted like it was no big deal, brushing it off as just a bit of harmless talk. But here's the thing, gossip is never harmless. It's a betrayal, plain and simple, and it says far more about the person spreading it than it does about the person it's about.